Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
It's the Riders on the radio. Come on, partner, settle up and go. Get ready for the Cowboy Show. Yodel-lady, yay. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. And now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and holler at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airways once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats, Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and holler at the moon. Every buckaret and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you, with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you. Wow, listen, man, they're still coming
in. Yes. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, and welcome once again to Riders Radio Theater. And thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks over Border Radio. Yes, this is Ranger Doug welcoming you to Riders Radio Theater once again, the 1,877th performance in our long and checkered career. But before we bust another bronco, let me take just a moment to introduce Riders in the Sky to you. To my left, that's your right, as you gather around your musophonic this evening, is the young man who plays the string bass in our trio. We'd never leave home without him. He's Too Slim.
Whoa, thank you. Thank you, friends. Thank you. Thank you, Ranger Doug. Gosh, with that intro, I guess I'm the master card. Ha! Master card. Ha! Get it? Ha!
No.
I wrote it myself. Wow.
Thank you. And to my right, that's your left, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, Woody Paul.
I've recorded a few hits down at the credit bureau myself, Slim. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, to my left, there's a man that doesn't need any plastic. That smile says it all. The idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. And of course, before we tear into our first number, we have to introduce our orchestra, Joey the Cowpolka King. We caught him a little off guard. He was ushering some folks into their seats. Come on back down, Joey, and let's get on our horses and wahoo.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, give me a horse, a great big horse, and give me a buckaroo, and let me wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. Yeah, and give me a ranch, a big pair of pants, and give me that Stetson too, and let me wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. Give me those wide open spaces. Now I'm just like a prairie flower, growing wilder with each hour, and give me a moon, a prairie moon, and give me a gal, what's true, and let me wahoo, wahoo, wahoo.
Oh, why did the wildcat get so wild? He didn't know what to do. He couldn't wahoo,
wahoo, wahoo,
wahoo.
And why did the Zulu warriors lose the battle of Timbuktu? They couldn't wahoo,
wahoo, wahoo.
The world has wahooed for ages. Now some like to wahoo soft and low. Others like to let it go. Oh, why did old Chief Sitting Bull sit around feeling blue? He couldn't wahoo,
wahoo, wahoo.
Not like the king of the cowboy fiddlers. And Joey the cowpoke king.
Say, what did Miss Cleopatra say? That day when they met, she hollered, wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. And what did that Roman Romeo say to Miss Juliet? He hollered, wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. It started way back in Eden. I say he was the cause, and that's no fib. She wahooed at him for a rib. What did Miss Pocahontas yell the minute she saw John Smith? She hollered, wahoo, 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 wahoo!
Riders Radio Theater will return right after this spectacular offer from Mammoth Marketing. Here's El Philo, Larry Mammoth.
Friends, if you're one of the millions who love to find those slick, chic, trendy mail order catalogs in your mailbox, then hold on to your hats, because I am going to tell you about the most amazing catalog ever offered to the American public. Announcing for the first time ever, the spectacular new Deadwood Darlene $9.99 catalog. Notions, lotions, and lubricants. Yes, every item in this catalog available only from Deadwood Darlene, and every item only $9.99. Are you looking for solutions to your home on the range problems? For example, the weather's hot, your herd is sold up in the corner of the corral and becomes cantankerous over little things that just didn't seem to matter before. What do? You get out your L.L. Bean catalog and order up a pair of Swiss marching boots? No. You get out your Deadwood Darlene's $9.99 catalog and order up a gross of utter butter on a rope. It turns into having trouble with your roping? Try some of Deadwood Darlene's rope wax with organic stiffeners. Does it work? Listen to this satisfied user.
Boy, ever since I used Deadwood Darlene's rope wax with organic stiffeners, why, I'm nailing everything I can drop my loop around. It's great stuff. Hey, Larry, partner, want to try some team roping?
No thanks, partner. Saddle Pals, there's more than just Fame Prairie lubricants in this wonderful catalog. There's also hundreds of items featuring the latest in high-tech microchip Western technology as well.
Whoa. Like, I just ordered two great gnarly biofeed bags, man. One for my filly and one for me, and they come in these real soothing earth tones, and they're like, truly awesome, dude.
Don't look for these in your Sharper Image catalog, dude, because they won't be there. And don't try heading down to your local Kmart and picking up a 55-gallon drum of industrial-strength saddle whiz or a number 10 can of New Age horn polish. You'll only find it in the $9.99 catalog. Yes, if you're looking for a catalog of preposterous dimensions, this is the one for you. And the best part is that it's only
$9.99.
That's right, only
$9.99.
Order now, and we'll also send you at no extra cost an additional scintillating and provocative catalog from the famed Fredericks of Deadwood. Yes, romance rides the range, Frederick style. Nowhere else will you find items like the peekaboo bucking cinch. It rounds them up and heads them out. Believe me, I like them so much, I bought the company. So friends, don't delay, order today. Every item in this catalog carries Deadwood Darlene's personal guarantee of quality and will be delivered to your door by an agent of the federal government. Here's how to order.
To get your personal copy of the new Deadwood Darlene $9.99 catalog, have your Visa, Albanian Express, or MasterCard ready and phone 1-900-DARLENE. That's 1-900-DARLENE, and remember, it's not a toll-free call. And now let's join Riders in the Sky in the bunkhouse of the famed old XXX Ranch for the popular Riders Radio Theater feature, Letters to Ranger Doug.
Well, thank you, Texas Bix. Too Slim, would you pull a letter out of the old mailbag there for us?
Okay.
Who gets the official Saddle Pal badge this week, Slim?
Well, let's see. Our letter comes from little Marilyn Lott, who listens to us over KAWU in Yuma, Arizona. It says, Dear Ranger Doug, idol of American youth, I sure do love Too Slim's trail tips. Wow. But I haven't heard one in a long time. Could he please give one on your next show? Your loyal Saddle Pal, Marilyn Lott. Wow.
Well, thank you, Marilyn, for that lovely letter. Your handwriting is just beautiful. We'll be sending you a Saddle Pal's badge, and Too Slim, do you have a trail tip for Marilyn?
I sure do, Ranger Doug. Trail tip number 14, always drink upstream from the herd. Oh, listen to that.
Wait a minute. I can't believe. Slim, you've been using that same trail tip for the last 10 years. Don't you have another one?
Trail tip number 15. When you get a good trail tip, stick with it.
Thank you, Slim. Gosh, thank you so much. But now that we've heard that one, what are you going to do for 16? Do you have any more?
Gee, Ranger Doug, I don't know what to do because it's so hard to think of them. I know. I'll ask all the saddle pals out there in Radio Land to help me out. Friends, I'm desperate. I need new trail tips real bad, so if you've got one, please send it to me. I'm prepared to pay handsomely.
What?
Pay? What are you going to pay them, Slim? Money?
No, better than money, Woody. T-shirts!
Ooh.
Yes, one brand new Hot Off the Press Writers Radio Theater T-shirt for every trail tip I get that I use over the air.
Slim, that could cost you a lot of T-shirts.
No way, Ranger Doug. I've been searching for new trail tips for 10 years, and you know how many I found? Zip, zero, nada, none, nil.
Well,
no way, I did have one. If you don't get it by midnight, chances are you won't get it.
I see what you mean, Slim. Texas Bix, just on the outside chance that someone listening out there will respond to Two Slim's generous offer, would you give them the address to write to now instead of at the end of the show like we usually do, where it just gets buried?
I sure will, Ranger Doug. Saddle Pals, if you've got a trail tip to send to Two Slim, or you want information on the Mercantile Riders in the Sky fan club, or just want to drop us a line, send it to Riders Radio Theater, Post Office Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee, 37189. And I give that at the end of every show if you missed it.
Well, thank you, Texas Bix. I've missed it. Time for a song from the Woody Paul songbook, The West Texas Cowboy.
There's a place way out west called Texas. There's a cow called the Texas Longhorn. Some kind of man called a cowboy, and Texas is where he was born. He wears a pair of old ragged blue jeans, a crumpled hat and a faded old shirt, and a half worn out pair of old cowboy boots polished up with that good Texas dirt. Oh, he loves to rope and ride on his pony far and wide, back on those old West Texas plains. And the prairie flowers blossom forever round the steps of his home on the range. And he strolls with his brown-eyed darling down the trail of dreams that they hold. And if he ever has to say farewell to Texas, he'll be saying goodbye to his soul. There's a wide stretch of land near the old Rio Grande where the wind rushes on with a sigh, and the tumbleweeds roam in a land all their own, neath a clear blue western sky. And in this mystical land called Texas, a cowboy will ever be free, for his soul will be found in that sweet Texas ground, his heart on the rolling prairie. Oh, he loves to rope and ride on his pony far and wide, back on those old West Texas plains. And the prairie flowers blossom forever round the steps of his home on the range. And he strolls with his brown-eyed darling down the trail of the dreams that they hold. If he ever has to say farewell to Texas, he'll be saying goodbye to his soul. Oh yes, and if he ever has to say farewell to Texas, he'll be saying goodbye to his soul.
Riders Radio Theater is a production of Mammoth Radio Pictures in association with WPLN Productions and is taped live at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center in Nashville, Tennessee. And now, Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 6 of the exciting western melodrama, Mystery of the Lost Ozone. So without further ado, here's our story.
Wait a minute, Texas Bix. Where's the recap?
Well, we're a little short of time, Slim, so I thought I'd just skip the recap.
Skip the recap? But Texas Bix, there's so much happened to us, and how are we going to know where we are, and how can we keep up with what's going on, and how can I find my motivation if you skip the recap?
Well, in that case, maybe I can squeeze a short one in for you.
Thanks, Texas Bix.
Okay, let's see now. Riders in the Sky are having quite an adventure. It began with when their herd was lost in a mysterious stampede. Then, they won a new one on a game show, Dialing for Dogies, along with a cruise to Hawaii. But the trip turned out to be a traveler's nightmare. First, a 300-pound doofus lost their baggage.
Right.
Then a heavily banded ship steward caused them to be pushed overboard on the high seas. And if that wasn't enough, they were swept up in the terrible typhoon Oprah and marooned on an uncharted tropical isle. Then Too Slim was poked, and that's about where we are.
Thanks. Say, any mention of the ozone yet?
Not a word.
Will there be?
Well, Slim, it would be the easy way to go through a whole serial called Mystery of the Lost Ozone and never once mention ozone. But it wouldn't be...
The Cowboy Way.
And now, episode 6, entitled Strangers in Paradise. Deep in the tropical jungle of their enchanted isle, riders in the sky suddenly find out they're not alone.
Woody, stop poking me.
I didn't poke you, Slim.
Well, if you didn't, who...
Ah!
Ranger Doug, look!
Oh, gee.
When Ranger Doug looked, there was a lot to see. Riders in the sky were surrounded by dozens of fierce-looking warriors.
Mosh, and them ain't toothpicks there, totin' mosh.
You, come with us.
Slim, you're the folklorist?
Yeah.
You've studied these things. What language are they speaking?
I'm not sure, Ranger Doug, but it sounds like a sub-dialect of Tontoese.
Is that the best you can do? Do you think you can get a handle on it?
I think so. It sounds to me like you just stay away from the definite article and stay in the present tense and throw in the odd bula-bula.
Good thinking, Slim. They certainly do seem to respond to it. Say, that big one over there seems to be the head man. Slim, tell him we come as friends.
Okay, Ranger Doug. We friends. Bula bula.
Good. Bula bula. You go. You go us now. Oh.
I think he says for us to go with him now.
Well, ask him where they're taking us.
Oh, where take us, bula bula?
We take to place where Louis dwells. Bula bula. Bula.
Louis? Bula bula? Ranger Doug, if I'm not mistaken, this is the Lost Whippin' Poof tribe.
You don't say,
I think you're right, Slim.
Well, great. Maybe we can get a table down at Maury's.
Oh, need reservation for that. Half hour wait, at least.
It is indeed the Lost Whippin' Poof tribe that the riders have stumbled upon, and only moments later, after a short trek through the jungle, they find themselves in a small clearing in front of a spacious grass hut.
Bula bula, go in hut. Wait, prepare for feast. Bula bula.
Well, I think he says to go in this hut and wait while they prepare a feast, Ranger Doug.
Thank you, Slim.
Yeah.
I guess we'd better do as he says.
Yes.
Entering the hut, riders in the sky and their faithful sidekick find themselves on hallowed ground in the place where Louis dwells.
Howdy, boys. Come on in. Riders in the sky, ain't you?
We sure are, and I guess you must be Louie.
Yeah, call me Pops. Say, you some fine singing cowboys. I get your radio show on my musophonic every week. Which one of you is the king? I love the king. Woody Paul. Yeah.
Gosh, I'm Woody. It's great to meet you, Pops.
No, man, my pleasure. You know, I ordered all that wonderful Woody Paul collection a few weeks back.
You're the one who sent the clowns?
Yeah, well, I especially like the diet book.
Oh, you did? Well, gosh, can I have one of them bananas? I'll pay you back.
I knew you'd say that.
Forgive me for interrupting you two, but Pops, can you tell us just where we are?
I knew you'd ask me that, Ranger Doug. You're on the island of Bula Bula. Those boys out there are the Lost Whippin' Poof tribe. Boy, they're really lost. Nobody knows where this island is. It's uncharted.
Well, how did you get here, Pops?
Well, I crashed my plane here 20 years ago, and the Bula Bulas kind of grooved on my plane, so they treat me nice. And it's a good gig, except for the drummer.
It's not our regular drummer.
Oh, yeah, well, I got plenty of macadamia nuts on the island, and the weather's great. It's kind of a retirement gig for me.
Well, it is a great place, all right, Pops, but we've got to be getting out of here and doing a lot of heroic deeds yet.
Really?
We've got to get to Hawaii somehow and get back to our ranch in the mainland.
Well, if I know these boys, they're going to have you over for dinner.
Oh, wow, great.
Oh, sure, I could eat a bite myself.
No, we haven't eaten for a while. We've had some beans cooking, but we never got the chance to eat them.
Yeah, well, I don't think these boys cooking is going to agree with you. You see, you don't walk away from one of their meals.
Oh, wow, a real feast, huh?
No, King. You see, it's like this. You got to... Hey, wait a minute now.
Time go. You come. Mula mula.
No, wait. You see, you don't
want to
go.
And so before Pops could finish his sentence, the Lost Whiffin' Poofs marched our plucky cowboys off to their village, stopping them in front of a huge pot of simmering water.
Mush, what in tarnation is this thing?
Gosh, looks like some kind of giant hot tub.
That's it, Woody. It's a hot tub. Wow.
Yeah. I suppose it could be.
You all get in. Mula mula.
Oh,
get in.
Great. We get a good relaxing soak before the dinner Pops told us about.
Gosh, should we take our clothes off?
No, leave them on. They need a good soak, too.
Oh,
that feels good.
Wow. That feels so good. Wow, it sounds like a pep rally.
Boy, they sure get excited about dinner around here, don't they? I wonder what we're having.
Well, we're about to find out. They stopped singing. Here comes a guy with a big tray or something.
Looks like vegetables.
He's tossing them to us. Wow.
Gosh, I guess they're like appetizers.
Wow, yeah.
I don't know. Funny looking appetizers. Usually appetizers are sliced and diced, not thrown in whole.
Look, they're putting more wood on, stoking the fire up, making it a little hotter, I guess.
Yeah, it really opens up your pores.
Well, my pores are about open far enough.
I think I'll get out of here. I'll just hoist my leg up here. And,
No, get out. Bula bula. Get out. Stay.
What's he saying? He says you can't get out.
Why the heck not?
Why not, bula bula?
Not done yet, bula bula.
Not done yet?
Bula bula.
Hey, now he's shaking salt on us.
Boys, this isn't a hot tub.
And they're not having us over for dinner?
We are the dinner!
Oh, no! Is this the end of Riders in the Sky?
Is this the end of Riders in the Sky? Why is the Lost Whiffin' Poof language so difficult for everyone but Slim to understand? Are Riders in the Sky the main course or only an appetizer? To find out, be sure and tune in next week when we'll hear the Whiffin' Poof headman say,
Cowboy's almost done. Geezer, much too tough. He need many more weeks. Bula bula.
And side meat say,
You're too tough. I'll show you tough. Yeah, come over here.
Don't miss the next exciting episode entitled, Waiter, There Are Singing Cowboys in My Soup. Next week at this Theater of the Mind. And now, here again are Riders in the Sky with a classic of the West.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. Yes, it's time for our classic of the West. Today, a beautiful love song. We usually make a dedication here, but today we thought we'd let each of you make your own special personal dedication to that special someone in your life.
Wow.
Here's Bob Nolan's classic, I Still Do.
Here's a story I will tell.
How I loved a little girl.
Oh, I was just a lad, but still
knew that it was true because
I was proud to say that I
loved a little gal like you, and I still do.
Darling, many happy years have passed away since you and I were tiny little boy and girl playing neath the prairie sky. Do you recall the day I was bold enough to say, I love you, dear, I want you near, and I still do.
Here's a story I will tell.
How I loved a little girl.
Oh, I was just a lad, but still
knew that it was true because
I was proud to say that I
loved a little gal like you, and I still do.
Darling, let your memory stray and try to picture you and me roaming through the open fields and playing in the hollow trees. The rocky hills above I climb to show my love for a little gal I loved so well and I still do.
Here's a story I will tell.
Here's how I love a little girl.
I was just a lad but still
knew that it was true because
I was glad to say that I
loved a little gal like you
and I still do.
Darling, I loved you then and I still do.
Thank you very much.
And we still do.
We sure do. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you to tune in next week, same time, same station, for another thrilling episode of Riders Radio Theater. But until then, time for us to saddle up and move on down the trail. Till we meet again, speaking for Two Slim.
Speak for me, Ranger Doug.
Speaking for Woody Paul, King of the Cowboy Fiddlers, and of course, Joey, the Cow Polka King. This is Ranger Doug, idol of American youth, saying from all of us to all of you,
so long, saddle pals, it's been so good to see ya. Farewell, saddle pals, we really hate to leave ya. But the doggies are...
Funding for Riders Radio Theater is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more information on Riders in the Sky, the fabulous Two Slims Mercantile, or Riders in the Sky International Fan Club, write to Riders Radio Theater, Post Office Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee, 37189. Riders Radio Theater was conceived, written, produced, and directed by Riders in the Sky, along with yours truly, Texas Big Bender. Our flight commander is David Skeppner. The production foreman is Bert Boone Bob. The sound effects wrangler is Big Zeno Klinger. The WPLM Productions, the executive producer is Blazing Brenda Loftus. The producer is Jumpin' Judy Lift. Recording engineer is Carl Peterson and Tombstone Tom Knock. The recording assistant is Hank Fennell, and the station master is Alkali Alvin Bolt. Special thanks to our TPAC crew. Guests of Riders Radio Theater stay in the luxury of their own homes in return for this promotional announcement. This is Texas Vic Bender saying, so long, saddle pals. See you next week.